Unit 2. Around the World. A. Exercise 3B, page 19.
A race around the world. How did two women end up racing Phileas Fogg and each other? Our reporter Nellie Bly was one of them, and she told us in her own words.
It was autumn of 1888, and the leaves in New York were turning orange, but I was turning red with anger. Since Jules Verne published Around the World in 80 Days in 1873, people wanted to know one thing. Was such a journey possible? I wanted to make the journey and find out, but my editor was talking about sending a man. I got really annoyed. Start the man, I told him, and I'll start the same day for some other newspaper and beat him. On November the 14th, 1889, I was sailing east from New Jersey on the passenger ship Augusta Victoria, destination Southampton. I knew that a long, difficult journey lay ahead of me. What I didn't know was that a new magazine, Cosmopolitan, was sending another female reporter, Elizabeth Bisland, on an around-the-world journey too. The only difference: Elizabeth was going west instead of east. The race was on. On arrival in England, I travelled by train to London and down to Folkestone on the southeast coast and caught the ferry to France. I took a quick trip to visit Jules Verne there. We compared my planned route with Phileas Fogg's in his novel, and he wished me luck. From there, I took the train down to Italy and sailed across to Egypt, then through the Suez Canal and into the wide blue Indian Ocean. Aden, Sri Lanka, Singapore and Hong Kong followed, but at the last port I found out that Elizabeth and I passed one another somewhere in the South China Sea 3 days before. Elizabeth was ahead of me. I tried to speed up, but everything went against me, even the weather. Storms made crossing the Pacific slower than usual. In the USA, heavy snow forced me to travel further south by train than I wanted. At every station, however, huge crowds greeted me. I was famous. 15,000 people were clapping as I pulled into Jersey City, 72 days, 6 hours and 11 minutes after my departure, easily beating Phileas Fogg. I was quicker than Fogg, but did I beat Elizabeth Bisland? Well, she was doing well until she got to England. In fact, she was still winning. But she missed the fast ship Ems, catching the slower Bothnia. She arrived in New York after 76 and a half days. She beat Fogg, but she didn't beat me. I was the first person, man or woman, to go around the world so quickly.